Today is a Sunday that lines up just the way we want it to be. We have begun the month of November, which is the month of the holy souls in purgatory, remembering to pray for them. We think about purgatory, and lo and behold, the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, the gospel is about forgiveness. You know, our Lord, he was the best of teachers. His parables are so well for our instruction, and he's giving us a very good comparison. The king in this story had a servant who owed him 10,000 talents. That was a lot of money. And the king willingly forgave him because his servant pleaded his cause. Have patience with me. I'll pay you back. And no sooner had he left the king than he found someone who owed him only 100 denarii, next to nothing. And he throttled him, pay up. Our Lord is trying to tell us how often God forgives us many things, and yet we turn around and throttle our neighbor, pay up. What is our Lord teaching us? Well, not just this occasion, this parable, but many occasions. When our Lord said in his Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Do we want God to be merciful to us? You better believe it. Then if we want God to be merciful to us, then we have to be merciful to our neighbor. Isn't that what we pray in the Our Father? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We want our sins to be forgiven, then we have to be willing to forgive others. And how appropriate it is as we begin this month of November, we have this gospel. We think of purgatory. Purgatory is a doctrine of our faith. It's not some invention. It's founded on God's word. It's been revealed by God. Where? In the Old Testament, before the coming of Christ, the Jews prayed for their dead. Now, the point is this. If those souls are in heaven with God, they don't need prayers. And if they're in hell, no prayers are going to get them out. But why do they pray for their dead? Well, read in the second book of Maccabees. Judas Maccabeus sent 12,000 drachma of silver to the temple that sacrifices might be offered for his fallen soldiers. And it says that it's a holy and a wholesome thought to pray for the dead, that they might be loosed from their sins. Now our Lord, when he was instructing in his public life, he said, there are certain sins that will not be forgiven in this life, nor will they be forgiven in the other life. So there are sins that will be forgiven in the other life. And Saint Paul, in his epistle to the Corinthians, says that on the day of the Lord, when we're being judged by God, every man's works will be tried to see if they are pleasing to God or wanting. And if they're wanting, that person can be saved yet by fire. The doctrine of purgatory is this. When we commit sin, even though they're forgiven in confession, we still have to make atonement for those sins. Satisfaction, reparation. And that's why we talk about what we call temporal punishment due to sin. Our Holy Mother, the Church, is a wise mother. She knows that we need to do penance. And that's the reason why we don't eat meat on Friday. Meat on Friday, giving it up, that's a sacrifice. We can make atonement for our past sins by doing that. That's why there's days of fast, and we have the Ember Days and Lent and Vigils, some of the important feasts of Christmas and Easter and Pentecost. The days of Vigil, those 21 to 59, have to curb the amount of food that they eat because we need to do penance for our sins and also to curb our fallen human nature. But we're getting back to purgatory. Let us remember this. As we spoke of about yesterday, the communion of saints. The saints in heaven are with God. They can intercede for us. But we here on earth, by our prayers and sacrifices, especially Holy Mass, we can make atonement for those in purgatory who have not made sufficient satisfaction for their sins. The wonderful union of all the saints in heaven, the church militant, and the church suffering, this communion, this union that unites us all, and how we can aid each other. Getting back to purgatory, though, you know, we not only pray for the holy souls in purgatory, but we ought to think of our own purgatory. Have I made sufficient satisfaction for my sins? So I'm going to go over a couple of things that we can do to try to avoid purgatory. Number one, stop committing sin. The more times you commit sin, you're adding to that satisfaction, reparation, atonement that you have to make. It's like using a credit card. Keep swiping it, swiping it, swiping it. And at the end, you're going to look at it like, whoa, I got a lot of temporal punishment to make up for, either in this life or in the life to come. So stop committing sin, number one. Number two, how important it is that we do sacrifices, voluntary penances. But when our Blessed Mother, before she appeared at Fatima in 1917, an angel appeared to the children, and he said, make everything you do a sacrifice, the sacrifice of your daily duty. You meant to go to work. You got the grind of the same old job. Maybe you don't like your job. Maybe you do. But there's sacrifices in having to get up and work and put a day's work in. You mothers at home, you have to do your laundry, you have to do the dishes, you have to clean the house, take care of the kids. The grind of that. Sacrifice of daily duty. Your children don't like to go to school. You don't like homework, you don't like schoolwork. But that's a sacrifice that God is expecting of you. The sacrifice of your daily duty. Do your work diligently, do it well. Whatever sacrifice you have to make, offer it up to God. Now we know sometimes God gives us opportunities to make sacrifice too. It could be a headache. You got a pounding headache. Offer it up as a sacrifice to God. Offer this up to the Lord in reparation for my sins. It could be a particular cross or difficulty. Car trouble. Darn car won't start. That throws off everything in my day, everything in my life. That's a cross. Sometimes dealing with difficult people is a cross. We have to be patient in dealing with others. It could be driving in traffic. I can't tell you how many times I go down to Topeka for Mass yesterday, go down today again, down Highway 75. And sure enough, we've got a truck in front of me. And he's barely going to speed limit, sometimes not even doing that. And there's cars backed all the way up. And I'm in a hurry. I want you to know it. I'm in a hurry, and they got this truck and then backed up with all these cars. I mean, people, some people on Sunday, they have nowhere to go and plenty of time to get there. And it's like, come on. That reminds me of a story. I've got to tell you the story. And I know some of you heard this 100 times. It was 101 times now. When I first was coming to Omaha back in 1987, I was driving somebody else's car and the gas gauge didn't work. And I ran out of gas. I was about maybe 10 miles out of Neely, Nebraska on 275. It's 90-something degrees out. I'm dressed in black. I'm hitchhiking, sweating like bullets, trying to have just to get to the gas station, get to the gas, and get back to the car, and get back here for early evening Mass. Because I got to fly back to Spokane after that. No one would pick me up. Finally, this old woman picked me up. And I said, I really appreciate this, ma'am. Could you just get me to Neely? I need to get some gas. That's my car back there. She's driving like this. Can barely see over the steering wheel. And she's going 40 miles an hour. And I'm like, don't say anything. I was like, lady, could you go a little faster? No, don't tell her. You're lucky. You better walk. You better go on 40 miles an hour than walking. So I got there, got my gas, and she's driving real slow back, and like, my wife's like, come on, lady, go a little faster. You know, those are crosses, okay? And if we can offer those crosses up, we can make atonement for our sins. But lastly, charity covers a multitude of sins. Almsgiving, helping people that are poor and in need, going out of your way. With that in mind, I'd like to share with you, I was talking to Audrey Hochul. She's in Mexico because she has cancer. But the treatments that she's having are not going to be covered by your insurance. So they put up a GoFundMe. I saw her after Mass last week, before they left, or maybe a week and a half ago, in the cry room. I just asked how things were going, and she was crying. She could not believe the generosity of the people that gave her money to get these treatments in Mexico. I mean, that's not cheap to go down there and to get those treatments, that they don't maybe allow or don't have here in the United States. And she was crying. She says, I can't believe how people have given so much. And many people that gave, they don't have it. There was a sacrifice for them to do that. So remember, charity covers a multitude of sins. And we all got sins to atone for. Let's not kid ourselves. And let us get our purgatory here, carry our crosses, suffer the things that we suffer, make sacrifices, practice charity, avoid sin, attend Mass often. When we attend Mass, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the powerful, tremendous graces that come from attending a Mass, the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross in an unbloody manner. Tomorrow we have three Masses, 7, 7:45, and 6. I hope that you can at least make it to one, if not two. But this is a special day. This is the day in which we especially remember the souls in purgatory. Who are they? Our family members, relatives, friends, acquaintances, that they can't help themselves now. They need our help. And you know, this is one of the spiritual corporal, spiritual works of mercy, to pray for the dead. Let us do our best to be faithful to the holy souls. As before, there was a little booklet put out in the back that has a prayer for each day of this month. It's free, you can pick that up. And let us not forget our suffering souls in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.